and a half minutes past 11 o'clock on a Thursday, and Eamon Dowling has joined me from Topset Lifestyle. Eamon, lovely to see you again, mate.
You too, Dave. Always good to be here.
And a little bit of a Thursday tipple is what the wine of the week is all about. The idea behind this, of course, is an educational. There's always an opportunity to teach or show or demonstrate in the world of wine new and exciting varietals that come on board. And Lifestyle Tops is well known for carrying a super range of all sorts of exciting varietals. Today we're talking about a wine from New Zealand, which many would say, well, why?
Yes, totally different, Dave. It's a collaboration between Porcupine Ridge and a winery in Marlborough on South Island. So the wine was chosen, the grapes were actually chosen last year for last year's vintage by Mark Kent, who was in New Zealand. So he obviously thought it's a good idea just to be totally different from the normal Porcupine Ridge. Because Porcupine Ridge Sauvignon Blanc has been around for, since 1996, around about then. So they wanted to do something different and to let us try something different, a different style of Sauvignon Blanc. And most of the wines that come out from New Zealand are, everybody looks for them. You get your Cloudy Bay, the Chardonnay, the Sauvignon Blanc, especially the Sauvignon Blanc, but you're looking at over $1,000 a bottle for those Sauvignon Blancs. Yeah.
And why is it so expensive? Purely because of the transport costs?
It'd be that, and then the way the wine is made, Dave, the terroir has a lot to do with New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs, the cool climate, the area in Marlborough where they come from, and then the people that own it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the premium wines basically that come out from there. But Mark went there now. He did the harvest with the guys there, and then this Sauvignon Blanc was produced and bottled in New Zealand, then sent it to South Africa.
Oh, so it didn't just buy the grapes, the crop. He actually, the whole process was completed in New Zealand and then exported to South Africa.
And then came here to Porcupine Ridge. Porcupine Ridge, they fall under different farms that they associate themselves with that they own. So you have Porcupine Ridge, which is their entry level. Then you got Buchanan's Kloof. Then you get your Chocolate Block, is also part of that family.
Okay.
The Wolf Trap is also part of that family as well. And then you got another one called the Porcelain Bag, which is a cider, which is premium top of the range cider that comes out from them as well. That's also part of their big brand. But what we're talking about today is this collaboration now has Porcupine Ridge on the top, and then the South Island, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc on it from Marlborough. Totally, totally different to air style of Sauvignon Blanc, save that come out from South Africa, from Elgin, Stellenbosch, all those areas around there, Paarl. So you're going to taste it, and then you're going to see the difference.
Well, why don't we do that? Because always, of course, the idea is to taste it. What the tasting notes indicate is that the nose, in other words, the smell, is intense, inviting and expressive, with its pungent aromas of gooseberry, cut grass, and white asparagus. Now, clearly that is generally the Sauvignon Blanc go-to, gooseberry particularly, but the cut grass and the white asparagus is slightly more, I think, astringent. It doesn't really talk about the fruit, which concerns me just a little bit. I'm not sure what we're in for, but we have a lovely tipple now that has been poured. It seems to be slightly carbonated. No, I'm wrong. Am I? I'm just looking at little bubbles. I wonder why. Okay, maybe it was my eyes.
I think maybe your glass.
Maybe my glass. You put the Eno's in there. Okay. Let's take a sip and see. Aha. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They talk about green fruits and bell peppers, following through onto the tropical notes of juicy, of passion fruit and fresh lime and lemon verbena, with a mid-palate zest and vibrancy. And yet, I think it's fair to say that if this was slightly more chilled, we might be getting a little bit more out of it.
Out of it, yeah, Dave, yeah.
Even as I'm battling to speak because my mouth is going like that.
The mid-palate, the fruit is just layered there. Just sits there in your mid-palate, so it's hard to get the words out.
Very difficult.
I should have been chilled a little bit more than what it is. But that fruit that when you nose it, you get that asparagus, that zestiness is that's there. It's different. Ah. The gooseberry is there, but it's not overpowering. It comes through from behind, so it doesn't overpower, but it's in there as well. But there's that other lemony.
Well, they talk about lemongrass almost.
Lemongrass.
Lemon verbena is mentioned, lemongrass. So there's definitely a citrus a twist to it, which is lovely. And they talk about the green gage and lemongrass lingering on a clean, dry finish. So I think that is, in a sense, probably a very strong clue to what we're talking about. It definitely is a Sauvignon Blanc, and it definitely has the fruit, but it's quite a dry wine.
It's totally different to what we normally drink in our normal Sauvignon Blancs, like Bon Courage or Gooseberry Bush or your La Motte or any of those others, or Demerstel or any of those Sauvignon Blancs. It's a style of its own.
Yeah, dare one say it might be a little bit more sophisticated than those that you've mentioned? Slightly. When I say sophisticated, you get those that enjoy a real sort of fruit salad, a fruity, zesty, zingy, lovely, easy drinking. And then you get something that's a bit more complex. I would suggest this falls into that slightly more complex category.
Yes, Dave, definitely. And I agree.
Intriguingly imported from New Zealand at enormous expense. What does one pay for it at Tops at Lifestyle at the moment per bottle?
Well, Dave, considering where it's made and where is that coming from, you'd expect to pay probably around $600-700 a bottle for it.
This is where we're going.
$189.99 a bottle.
No.
$189.99 a bottle.
Wow.
And Cloudy Bay, where they make Cloudy Bay in Marlborough, it's just down the road from where this was made. And that's over $1,000 a bottle.
Well, now you start to get an idea of the quality that we're talking about at a price that almost, I think, belies its nobility, its heritage.
Mm.
And how lovely for the South African wine enthusiast to be able to get into the Porcupine Ridge, South Island, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc for $189. That's a great price.
It is. It's very good. And you're trying a different style of Sauvignon Blanc as well. It's not that you want to move away from our traditional Sauvignon Blancs. It's just to let you try something different at a very good price, because not everybody can pay $1,000 for a bottle of Cloudy Bay.
Well, go and enjoy the tasting at Tops at Lifestyle tomorrow and Saturday.
And Saturday, Dave, yes.
Sort of midday is when these things take place. And I think you will be charmed and delighted and beguiled, especially from the price point of what is ultimately a premium, very sophisticated, imported wine of the week. Eamon, thank you so much for joining me. Forward to catching up again next week for yet another exciting Wine of the Week from Tops at Lifestyle.